Sometimes when we speak forcefully to people, that's when they listen to us. So is that is that becoming angry, or is that undesirable at all?
Yeah.
Is that required sometimes?
Yeah.
You say that there is, basically there are three, you could say three distinct things. There is being passive, there is being aggressive, and there is being assertive. So sometimes tolerance is equated with being passive. No, tolerance is not passivity. We all need to be assertive. See, the Bhagavad Gita tells Arjuna, Tam Sitiksha Sobhartha, tolerate. That's the message in the Bhagavad Gita, tolerate. The same Bhagavad Gita is actually spoken to Arjuna to get him to fight. So Krishna is not telling Arjuna, the Kauravas, you know, they dishonored your wife, they dispossessed you of your kingdom, just tolerate it all. Krishna is not telling that. So, when we talk about tolerance, what does it actually mean? Sometimes if we equate tolerance with simply passivity. No, that is not tolerance. That is actually, if you consider the Bhagavad Gita talks about three modes of material nature, goodness, passion, ignorance. So passivity is in the mode of ignorance. Tolerance is in the mode of goodness. The key difference between the two is that tolerance means that we keep small things small so that we can focus on the big things. Tolerance means that it's not that we treat big things also as small and not do anything about anything. It's not that. Say, if I'm driving to office for an important appointment and some crazy driver just cuts across me and then I have to brake and somehow, you know, I just avoid an accident. I can get angry. Oh, fool, what did you do? I can get angry and I'll give you a piece. We start chasing after them. We say, I'll hand you over to the cops. And we go all over the town trying to catch that person. And then we have an important meeting and we don't reach that meeting only. What has happened? So, okay, this person cut across me. It's a small thing. Let me move on. I have an important meeting to attend. So tolerance is what? It enables us to keep small things so that we can focus on the small things small so that we can focus on the big things. So similarly, so that focusing on the big things is not lack of tolerance. So when I become aggressive, basically when you become aggressive, we just lose our sense of proportion. Sometimes what happens is when we basically become angry, there's a small provocation. The small provocation, there's a huge explosion. Somebody makes a small mistake and then the other person blasts on them like as if they have committed murder. So anger basically leads to a disproportionate reaction. But that doesn't mean that sometimes a strong action is not required. There are certain things which are big in our life and they have to be given due importance, due attention. So when we are speaking strongly to people, if our strong speech is proportionate with what is required at that point, that is simply being assertive. So when we become aggressive, we often, so one thing is sense of proportion. So when we become disproportionate, then it's aggression. But when it's proportionate, it's being assertive. Just like if somebody is a parent and they want to discipline their child. No. If they just don't do anything, they just stay passive, the child will go into all sorts of bad things. But if they become aggressive and just suppress the child completely, the child will never grow. So certain disciplines has to be done, so it's proportionate. So sense of proportion is one thing. And second thing is that another major difference between being aggressive and being assertive is that generally when we become aggressive, we mix observation and evaluation. That means we make a value judgment about the person. When we are assertive, we don't go on the person, we focus on the behavior. Say for example, you are such an irresponsible fool. If I start a conversation like that, what is going to happen, you know? That person will try to figure out how you are irresponsible. And often whatever is the issue, that will just get lost. So, in the Bhagavad Gita, one characteristic of knowledge in the mode of ignorance. Now, knowledge and ignorance normally think of opposite. But knowledge in the mode of ignorance, Krishna says, what does it mean? It means we take one thing and make it into everything. To observe one facet of reality and make that as everything. Yattu krutsnava dekasmin karye saktama haitukam. Atatvartha vadalpamcha tattamasa mudharatam. So yes, a person has a particular fault. They're never on time. Just always keep getting late. Now yes, that is a fault and that fault needs to be corrected. But that does not necessarily mean that that person is worthless. That person is flawed in character. That does not mean the person is... There are so many other vices that are there, maybe, which may be far more grave than being unpunctual. Unpunctuality is also a problem. But the point is, again, we cannot label a person based on just one aspect of them. So when I say you are an irresponsible fool, what is happening? I am judging that person based on that particular action. So I'm generalizing from that action to making a whole character assessment of the person. Then it becomes a problem. Then that person becomes very much on the defensive. But when I'm assertive, it's focused, when you don't come on time, 30 other people are inconvenienced because they all need you to be there for doing their part of the work. It's a big loss for all of us. And if this continues, you will be replaced by someone else. So this is objective. We're not labeling that person, but we're just pointing out, this is a problem. This is a problematic action and it will have problematic consequence. Unless we tell that, as you said, if you're not careful while administering medicines, you can kill someone. It's an obvious consequence. If instead of from that point I say, you are just an irresponsible lout or whatever, then that becomes much more difficult for people to digest. And then they also retaliate. So, if I'm being assertive, that doesn't necessarily mean I'm being angry. I'm just having the requisite strength, which is required. People don't sometimes get things if they're spoken very mildly. Some things have to be spoken strongly. Some things have to be emphasized. So, as long as there's sense of proportion and there's objectivity, not just like a character assessment, basically. There's objectivity in the statement that we make, then that's essential. Krishna also does that. Krishna tells Arjuna that you have to kill these people. It's an extreme thing to do. But then Krishna says, don't have any animosity against them. Krishna says in 11.33, they are your enemies, kill them. Jai shatrum ma tasmat muttishayolamasa jitva shatrun bhungshu rajyam samudra. Kill your enemies. But that same Krishna, 22 verses later in 11.55, says, nirvairaha sarvabhuteshu. Act without animosity towards anyone. So Arjuna is being told to kill the enemies, but he's also being told don't have animosity towards them. So in the Bhagavad Gita, when Arjuna fought the Kurukshetra war, it was not to take revenge. It was not to get even. He fought to establish dharma, to establish the rule of virtue. So those who were vicious, they had to be removed from power. But that does not mean that he had a personal vendetta. So he was assertive, not aggressive. Okay. Thank you. Any other questions or comments?